Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 877-488-5350. And if you thought I was a little tough with Layla, I wanted to make a point that she was actually saying everything she knew and everything that actually happened to her son. Now, I couldn't believe it at first. I said, there is something that she's not saying. I mean, her son got 31 and a half years. And she just told us that this other guy from Kosovo got 45 years. The supposedly ringleader got 18 years, and his son's got 7 and 10, whatever she said. And then she said, well, he was convicted on the 1% doctrine, or the 1% Cheney law. Now, I don't know how many of you actually heard of the 1% Cheney law, let's call it. Now, this is what this Cheney doctrine says. If there was even a 1% chance of terrorists getting a weapon of mass destruction, and there has been a small probability of such an occurrence for some time, then the United States must act and act now as if it were a certainty. Now, that's, of course, coming out of the mentality of the Project for New American Century. For those of you who have been following the program and following this station, we have talked a lot about PNAC, Project for the New American Century, which is the preemptive strike. Now, when they actually came up with the preemptive strike, they came up with this as, and this is what they said, that's their thinking, that if we think that there is a country out there thinking, they're not doing anything against us, but if we think they are thinking to harm us, then we take action right away as if they are at our borders. And that's apparently the same mentality that convicted her son. Her son was an American, born to American parents, but he looked Palestinian. Her son was a Muslim. Her son tried to go to Palestine. The Israelis refused him. They did not allow him and his friend. I guarantee you, they probably just did not, because they're funny when it comes to that. You know, they thought, okay, this is an Egyptian, this is a Palestinian. Well, they did not allow them. So they stayed there, two young kids. They went, they had fun, they were looking for girls, I guess. That's what young men do. They wanted to get married. And when they got back, they were accused of... Now, what she's saying is material support. Normally, you get charged with that if you really were not involved in the crime, but somehow you aided the crime. But even though nothing happened and there was no crime, we have an off-the-air comment from one of the listeners. Art says that Harry Reid said 2.5 or 3 years ago, the new anti-terrorist legislation means you do not need evidence if the Department of Defense You do not need evidence if you're the Department of Defense. If it's a matter of national security, you just need to trust us. And that's exactly what she said. And I wanted to talk to the attorney to see, because it's very important, ladies and gentlemen. It's very important. If this young man was convicted on secret evidence that his lawyer, you know, his mother doesn't even know, and his mother talked to her son, she probably asked him, tell me, what are you being charged with? Tell me, what did you do over there? And he kept telling her, nothing, Mom, nothing. And it took them almost 2.5 years to actually arrest him after he got back. So he's in jail, in prison for 31.5 years, and his own mother could not tell me. And I tried. I tried to get that out of her. And believe me, if she knew, she would have told us. But at the end, she told us of Cheney Law. And that's what it says. If we have 1%, if we think that somebody, if we have 1% that this guy is connected somehow to anybody, and guess what? Well, there's probably more than 1% on him already, just for being a Palestinian, and then for being a Muslim. Well, that's not 1%. That's probably about 20%. You don't have even to do anything to get convicted in this country on bogus charges of terrorism. Have you asked yourself how many terrorists acts took place since 2001 until now against Americans in the United States? How many? Now, I can't tell you. You're probably thinking of few in your head that actually made it to national news. You're probably thinking of the shoe bomber, the diaper bomber, part one and part two. The Time Plaza or Times Square bomber, the Christmas bomber, the unmanned airplanes, that Pakistani guy who wanted to fly these unmanned airplanes into the Pentagon. You remember that a couple of years back? Probably about a year ago. In every case, the FBI was the one to initiate the plot. You know, it doesn't take much to find people who don't like the government of the United States. And they don't have to be Muslims. They don't have to be Arabs. They could be white Americans. And incidentally, many white Americans and blacks, I mean, you know, people to hate the government, they come in different shapes, different reasons. But when they catch these real terrorists who actually have guns and they are training, and I put terrorists in quotations because that's what the government call them, right here in the United States, they're not Muslims. The ones who have been caught here in the United States with guns, training, and they call them terrorists, they were not Muslims. But they did not make it to the nightly news because they were white with American names. Because terrorists are not supposed to be white with American names. They're supposed to be Muslims. They're supposed to be with long beards, wearing the Al-Qaeda garb that everyone has come to know and recognize by now. That's how a terrorist look like. Not a blonde, blue eyes named John or Mike or Mark or Matthew. No. So Layla's son in jail, 31 years, 31 and a half years, his life basically destroyed. I don't think he's going to get married anytime soon. On secret evidence. I guess they just wanted to, the FBI, they cannot find terrorists in this country. So they either create them by plotting. And like I said, it doesn't take long to get somebody who doesn't like what the United States is doing. In the Arab world, in the Muslim world. I mean, look at it. We just killed 1 million Iraqis. And probably 1 million Afghani. For what? Was Iraq coming to bomb us? No, it was not. We'll be right back.